This first one is for Gail Davis, who will have surgery today. And this is a very serious surgery where the doctors will be reconnecting everything and she can get rid of the colostomy bag that she's had to have for 2 or 3 years. So praise God for that. And then we want to have a praise for David Wright, who received a new liver yesterday. It was successful. He had a good night last night. They're managing the pain. And so we just want to give God the praise. And we want to remember the family that had to give up their loved one's liver for him. You know, that always means a sacrifice on the other end when someone receives that kind of gift. And then we have a prayer request for Cindy Atha, who will have knee replacement surgery today. And then we want to pray for the family of the young lady who was found deceased.
Father God, I just approach your throne as your daughter with confidence that you hear our prayers. You are so close, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you be with Gail Davis. I ask that you guide the hands of the surgeon today, Lord God. I ask that you, in the name of Jesus, that you just be in that room and give her comfort and the peace, knowing that you are at work. And we also asked for a supernatural recovery, Lord God. Lord, Lord, you are so good. I stand in awe of you, Lord, and all that you do for your people. We praise you and we just thank you, God, for what you've done in Mr. David Wright's life. We thank you, Lord, and we trust you for the supernatural healing, Lord God, the supernatural recovery. Father God, I stand in the gap for Cindy Atha, who's going to be having a knee surgery today, Lord God. You know her. You know the very hairs on her head. I ask that you fill that room, giving her also the comfort and peace, knowing that you are there, guiding the hands of the surgeons. And we believe in you, Lord God, in your supernatural. You are like no other. And we just praise you and we thank you for the healing. Lord, I stand before you knowing that I am your child. Father God, I stand in the gap for the family of Caitlin Morgan. I stand in the gap for the friends of Caitlin. Father God, I ask that you put your hands around them. You uphold them in your mighty hand. And I ask that you pour out the comfort that can only come from you, Lord, and the peace. Even though we don't know exactly what happened, we know you do, Lord God. I surrender this to you, God. I ask that you take this the situation and the circumstance, and I ask that you use it for your glory. It is so hard when we lose a lost one here in the physical. I hold on to you, Lord, in this time. And I ask that you give Kaylin Morgan's family and friends the strength and the courage to surrender it to you and to allow your comfort and peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We do want to thank our sponsors, and as I mentioned early in the program, Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue is our Facebook sponsor today. They have services on Sunday morning, Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, and again 6 o'clock Sunday evening, as well as a Tuesday evening prayer meeting and a Thursday evening Bible study. Apostle Casey Elliott will bless you. And the Refuge Church, which is non-denominational, is located 18410 Highway 152 at Sayre. That's 3 miles west of Sayre on 152. And it's inside a barn, a beautiful little worship center. And I think when Tammy was here last week, she said they call that their worship barn. Yeah. They have Sunday school at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday evening Bible study at 7, and Wednesday youth at 7. If you need more information and want to talk to Pastor Powerhouse Tammy, you can call her at 580-729-729. 0956. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin, how you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
As you know, Barbara Dyson Ford was recently awarded our Fit President's Award. This award is largely because our service team, including our 3 master mechanics, and the timing is just right as summer just keeps getting hotter. Come visit our service department today and keep your car's AC and engine running great. We love what we do, and that's why we're the number one auto dealer in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Don't get stuck out in the heat. Experience the Barbara Dyson difference today. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power. Our guest today, very special guest that we've known now for, 4 or 5 years.
I think so.
Something about like that. I know we've been here 3 years, yeah. And you came on board a couple of years before that. Monica Lovell, and her handsome grandson, Ethan, is running the iPad this morning. We appreciate the part that your grandchildren have played in this program through the years, because Haley's helped us some, and Angel's helped us some, and now Ethan's here helping us. So praise the Lord for that. And I just want to throw 2 cents worth in here. It might be worth a nickel, actually, in how far you have come. We have seen you grow and mature as a Christian through the years. Because when Marisa first brought you on the program, you know, you were a brand new Christian. I mean, you'd known the Lord, like you admitted, years ago as a child. You knew the Lord and loved the Lord. And then you went so far the other direction. And so you were pretty rough around the edges,
yeah,
to say the least. And God has brought you so far. And just a perfect example of what you're talking about today, of how He never leaves us. And, you know, one of my favorite verses in the scriptures that you read, and I use it a lot, and it's Romans 8:28. Mm. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Mm. I mean, period.
Yeah.
And the things you went through, you can minister to people that I could never minister to because I haven't been through those things. But you've been there. You've done that. Mm-hmm. You've picked yourself up. The Lord has picked you up out of that.
Yes.
And you see the difference. It's the difference in day and night. It's the difference in heaven and hell. It's the difference in the glow about you. It's the difference in the persona about you because Christ lives in you now.
Yes.
And something that our guest said yesterday, mm-hmm, about hearing, and I thought, it's not about our ear gate, and he mentioned that. It's not about our ear gate. It's about our heart gate.
Yes.
Letting it in. And that's what you've done, Monica.
The Lord has told me that it's a matter of the heart. I just want the heart of my children. My heart grew so cold and got so hard. I just knew that I was going to hell. I just knew it. And so I was going to go sliding in sideways, having a good time. But I now see that that's not the way it is. God is not an angry God sitting up there with lightning bolts waiting on you to mess up again. Our Lord Jesus Christ is standing at the right hand of God. And when God looks at us, if you have accepted the invitation to come home, if you have invited Jesus Christ to live in you, then everything that was before that, he doesn't see our mess ups, our mistakes, our old self. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he then looks at us through Jesus and he sees us as his child. And he sees us through Christ. That's the way I see it and I understand it. God no longer sees Monica as the dope dealing prostitute from Dallas. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He now sees me through my brother, Jesus Christ. And he sees me as his very own child, whom he loves and desired nothing more than my heart. All of it.
The whole kit and caboodle.
All of it. And I would say I had some pieces missing. But the good news is, Jesus fills those missing pieces. But we have to be willing to pour our heart out to the Lord, all of it. With that being said, I have a little testimony about my grandbabies. So a little over a month ago, June 10th, we found my neighbor, my friend Brandon, dead. God has really carried me and is carrying me through. through. I almost relapsed that night. For me, when I was headed from my house to my mom's, to stay at my mom's for a little bit. Now, let me back up. When we found Brandon, my little grandson, Angel, even though he didn't see the body like I did, he witnessed the effect of it all, from Brandon's mom seeing it, Brandon's daughter, praise you, Lord, she did not see her daddy that way. Thank you, Lord. But my sweet angel, 9 years old, witnessed the chaos from an untimely death right next door to our house, our home, our safe place. So we've been staying at my mom's for a little bit because that was a little too close for comfort. And Angel and I needed somewhere safe to process what I had seen. So I went home to my mom. I went home to my mama because I know that my mama loves me, and I know that it's a safe place to be. We would go to the house to feed and water the dogs and just check on the dogs. And I admit the first probably couple weeks that we were doing that, just the thought of going there, anxiety would try to set in. And I would pray through it and pray through it. Lord, you freed me from that. That is not from you. That is not mine. Right. I rebuke you, anxiety and panic, in the name of Jesus. You will not come back here. You will not set up residence here again. But my sweet angel, being nine, I'm ready to go back to my house. I'm good. God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
And I am good. I surrendered that situation and that circumstance to God in the name of Jesus. But my sweet angel, a couple weeks ago, this is how faithful God our Father is. We were outside watering the dog, and Angel began to cry. And he began to tell me he doesn't feel safe at my house. He doesn't feel safe there. Now, being at my house with Granny at the house, he has chores. And I'm pretty strict on the eye gate and the ear gate of that baby. It is my job. I have guardianship of that baby. It is my responsibility to guard those gates for that baby. To guard what he sees and what he hears. And it is my job to guard his little heart. In my house, we have chores and rules. And I'm the hardcore granny. But that's okay. So, at my mom's, staying at my mom's, there's not so many chores. There's Netflix. I don't have Netflix at my house. I limit the time that we watch TV and stuff there. And being at my mom's, I've kind of let it down a little bit. And, okay, we're somewhere else. It's okay. You can only watch approved shows and whatnot. And Angel's chore, we have a dishwasher, so don't freak out. His chore is dishes.
Loading the dishwasher.
Loading and unloading the dishwasher. Trash. And making sure that the inside dog has food and water. And then to help me with the outside dog. So we're at the house, and I'm like, okay. And so this is what I tell Angel. I said, buddy, Granny loves you, but Granny don't know, because he had mentioned before, can't we just move in with G-Maw? So me, I tell Angel, I say, Angel, Granny don't know your heart. Granny don't know if you're trying to manipulate this situation to get what you want, because we're not moving in with G-Maw. Grandma has a house. We have a home. Grandma don't know your heart. But I'm going to tell you who does. God knows your heart. And Jesus is our best friend. So what I want you to do, baby, is I want you to pray. And I want you to pour your heart out to God, to our best friend. And let him know how you feel. Because Granny can't see your heart. Granny don't know if you're playing the situation and the circumstance, or if you're truly, sincerely not feeling safe and scared to be here. So what I want you to do is give it to God. Pour it out to our best friend. And he did. And let me tell you what God did for my grandson. It hurts my heart. It breaks my heart to know that my grandbaby don't feel safe at my home. That hurts. But I had to let the Lord have that. This was a couple weeks ago. Last Saturday at the Christmas in July, I'm working the gate. Brooke and Tim are there. That is my pastor, Dwight and Sharon's daughter, and her husband. Now, Brooke has history with Angel. Before I got guardianship of him, when his mom would drop him off at places and would leave him there for days, those people would end up calling Haley. Haley would call Brooke. God bless that woman. Brooke would go find my grandson and take him home with her until his mama came. last Saturday at the Christmas in July, me, Brooke, and Tim were talking. And Brooke says, "So how are y'all doing? Would y'all like to come to the house and visit us? We would love for y'all to come and hang out. I miss Angel. I love that boy so much." Later that evening or the next day, the Lord put on her heart, her and Tim's heart, to take over guardianship of my grandson, Angel. I prayed about it. And God so sweetly said, "I just need you to stay out of the way so I can make a way for this baby." It was one of the hardest things to do, to make the decision to let go of someone I love dearly and allow him to go. God has a way. God is knocking on your heart. All you have to do is pour your heart out to God and then let nothing and no one steal from you. I had to keep Monica so out of the way of God. I love having Angel with me. He's my little buddy. He helps a lot. And he has the sweetest little spirit. That baby has come a long way. When I got Angel, he couldn't tell you his ABCs or 1, 2, 3s. But he could sure throw you every gang sign in Oklahoma City. God made a way for that baby. Who am I? Who am I to deny that baby the way God has made for him? I don't know where you're at today. I don't know what you've done. But I can promise you this. God knows you. God loves you. And God wants and desires a right relationship with you. You have a choice to make today. Today, you have a choice to make. And it is, I assure you, it is a matter of life and death. It is a matter of the heart. If you do not have the Lord Jesus in your heart today, you will not hear me, please. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life and asked him into your heart, you will not get to the other side. You will not. get to the other side. God is inviting you today. He is inviting you today. Come on. Just get in the boat. Get in the boat with Jesus so that you can make it to the other side. It doesn't matter the storms. It doesn't matter how bad the boat rocks. It doesn't matter. Please hear me. It doesn't matter what goes on outside this boat. Just get in the boat with Jesus. And don't get out. No matter what storms come, no matter how big the waves get, no matter what it looks like outside the boat, don't get out of the boat. I encourage you today to come get in the boat. Come and get in the boat. Let us all get to the other side.
Amen. Monica, that was a good lesson. You got something else to share right here?
Yes, ma'am.
Before we go out?
This circle here, God gave me this and I made it. He's so faithful. You're only going to get victory in Jesus. He's the victory. He is the victory. Because of what he did. Only because of what he did. If you do not have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have not invited him, you're going to hell. It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, accepting the Lord as your personal Lord, accepting Jesus into your heart, getting into the Word, and not just opening your Bible and reading it. You get in the Word, and you take that, and you apply it to your life. I don't have to worry about this black circle no more, because I have the promise of life. I have an engagement ring. It's a promise that I will live with my Lord forever. Amen. In heaven. Father God, I come to you boldly as your daughter. I was so far away from you, Lord. But God, you are the faithful Father. You are knocking on the hearts of your people. And we are your people, whether we know it or not. Father God, I ask that you give all ears to hear, eyes to see, but most importantly, a heart to receive you in all that you are, in all your words, as life and truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Great lesson, Monica, that you've brought us today from the heart, being very transparent about the faithful Father, and he is.
The Spirit, Holy Spirit just popped this in. He said, don't forget my son, Ethan. Mm-hmm. My grandson, Ethan, is 16.
And a handsome young fellow he is.
Yes, he is. He was kicked out of his home at 15. And God provided a place for him to stay. This is how God works. When you receive it and apply it. Angel moved out Sunday. This past Sunday, my angel moved out. And the very day, within 3 hours of angel moving out, my grandson, Ethan, moved in with me.
Amen.
I was the safe, the Lord allowed me. Mm-hmm. The Lord allowed me to be a safe place for Angel. Mm-hmm. And now is allowing me to be a safe place for Ethan.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 You have been listening to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. We appreciate you tuning in. From me, Neva, from Ethan, from Monica. Have a blessed day, and we will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.